This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talk a lot about debt on this program because a lot of people in this country have a lot of it. And while not all debt is created equal, sometimes it is treated the same. According to the nonprofit National Bureau for Economic Research, about 43 million Americans owe something near $75 billion in overdue medical bills. And like other kinds of debt, collecting on it can be difficult. So some hospitals are selling that debt to third-party collectors who go after it themselves. From WBEZ in Chicago, Miles Bryan has the story.
Halfway through my interview with Essie and Barbara Richardson at their Chicago home, Barbara has to take a call.
That was them calling just now.
What do you mean?
The collection agency was just calling. They called at 1 o'clock. This is 5 o'clock. So they called throughout the day.
The agency's calling because Barbara's 77-year-old mom, Essie, has some unpaid bills from Cook County Health and Hospital System. That's the Chicago area's big public hospital. Essie ended up there for about a week in late 2016 for what may have been gout.
I have arthritis pretty bad. My arm was, it was swell, and they were saying it was fluid I had built up in my arm.
Essie says she lives off about $1,400 a month from Social Security and is on Medicare. She thought she wouldn't have any out-of-pocket medical payments. But she says, according to the county, she owes about $225. And a few months ago, the calls started from one of the collection agencies the county works with. Essie and Barbara Richardson say they have not paid any of the bills yet. And some politicians around here say unpaid medical bills are a problem.
We're not running a charity hospital.
Richard Boykin is a Cook County commissioner.
The reality of it is that we ought to collect that money on behalf of the taxpayer.
Boykin's been pushing the county health system to stop sending unpaid bills like Essie Richardson's to contracted collection agencies and instead sell the right to collect that debt to a private company. To understand the thinking behind that, you got to know two things. One is that right now, Cook County's health system imposes some restrictions on its collection agencies. They can't sue someone for unpaid bills without the county's permission, for example. And two, those agencies generally collect less than 5% of the bills they go after. Boykin thinks the county's roughly $170 million currently out with collection agencies might be more valuable to a buyer that could go after it a little more aggressively.
If we can sell it for $20, $30 million, then obviously that's 20 to 30 million more that we have in the county of coffers.
Right now, this idea is stalled in Chicago. The first request for proposal didn't get any bids, but it's happening around the country. Medical debt sales made up more than a quarter of all debt buying analyzed in a 2013 federal report. That concerns Susan Sherry with the Boston-based healthcare consumer advocacy group Community Catalyst.
I think what you end up with is potentially back to the bad old days, things like wage garnishment, body arrest, like literally arresting people for debt.
There are state and federal rules that limit medical debt collection, but Sherry says the farther the debt gets away from the hospital that issued it, the more that problems can come up. A few years ago, an emergency room provider in St. Louis sold its medical debt to a third-party buyer. Since then, that company has sued over 1,000 people for unpaid bills, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Sherry says that can go against a hospital's core mission to serve.
You're talking about particularly vulnerable people, you know, who don't have a lot of money to begin with.
Barbara Richardson, whose mom owes money to the Cook County Hospital, says she thinks collectors are trying hard enough to get money from her mom as it is.
If they're going to be even more aggressive than these people are, I don't know what she's going to do.
Barbara says she hopes she can convince the hospital to write off her mom's bills. In Chicago, I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.